country and in every post office and in every message. And we can't do that very subtly ourselves. But we can say, I don't know when we signed the tax bill, but my guess, what was the spring?
I think it was April.
I would say April last year, I signed the 1964 tax bill, which reduced taxes $14 billion. And I think that'd give me a little image.
All right, sir. Well, sure, good work on it. Should get water sometime.
And we began to put into practice what we'd long known, that taxes do much more than raise revenues, so on.
Right.
But isn't that better than just say, last April, a year ago, I signed a tax bill that reduced taxes $14 billion in the first sentence. Now, doesn't that give you an impression that this guy is a pretty prudent fella and he's really got us some help here, or do you think it's better to say 3 years ago the nation ain't running for a goddamn thing?
That's fine. That's
or do you follow me?
Oh, yes, I do.
I think all through it, we've got to shape all of our messages that way and direct them that way and get these blocks and these groups, and we send up our messages like our pay message. We got to make messages, sit down with all the goddamn union leaders and everything else, and get them in on it, and make them have statements ready and so forth. A lot of that stuff's propaganda.
Right.
Do you, have any feeling about our meeting today?
Well, I think that, you were right to press ahead, not let any delay, because I think time is running out on us down there. I've been reading each of these CIA reports, and the sands of the just about through the hourglass. And this seems to me to be the most plausible approach. I just hope it sticks.
Have you got any summary of our legislation? Are we doing fairly well, or are we got screwed on veterans' hospitals? I know that. What are the guys that got kicked out, though, like Ray Roberts saying?
Well, they haven't raised a voice so far, Mr. President. It was very quiet. There was, just in the record yesterday, was the speech of that Young made. He's the one who leaked it, of course.
Milton Young?
Yes, there may have been some speeches in the record today, but it'll be interesting.
What did Young say?
Well, he just got up on the floor. What he did was give the advantage to all the Republicans. He was on the commission, and he told the Republicans what the decision were, and then he went out and just announced it, in effect, that this is what the commission's done, and then let the Republicans who had hospitals staying open get the break there by making that announcement. That he thought the commission had worked hard and long to make these recommendations. He just got there first is what the most is.
Well, wasn't Tiger doing about the same thing?
Yeah, I guess so. He's a very slippery fella, Teague.
Mm-hmm. Gives the impression of being a very forthright fellow,
yeah.
Too.
Yes. Sometimes those are the most devious.
I think it's awful, Bill, for Mac Bundy to be debating the White House. Doesn't that bother the hell out of you?
Yes, sir, it has. It has ever since I first heard about it. I just hate for the president's representative to be debating with that bunch of a lot of them will be kooks, a lot of them are just misguided zealots. It just sort of demeans our position. I don't think the White House ever has to debate. I think if you don't make decisions by debating, make your decisions, and then history will justify them. You can't get out and debate in favor of support for them. I'm certain that Mac will control his temper. If he were to lose it once, it would be bad. But I've never seen him lose it. Now they're going to have, there's a report that they're going to be picketed over there, and the Congress will try to get in and raise a little hell. TV live cameras will be there. Of course, it's gone so far, he can't back out. I don't believe.
I don't know why. I don't know who'd care if he backed out. He's not a debater. We didn't hire him to come down here and debate with a bunch of kooks.
I think it's a mistake, but I don't know how he could get out of it.
Has he ever talked to you about it?
Not a word.
Hadn't me either, never has me.
I thought maybe he'd approve it.
No, hell no, never heard of it.
Well, you know, if there were going to be a debate, it ought to be between people like Rostow and Harriman. Keep it away from the White House. This is your personal representative getting in there defending your policies, and I just think that's bad posture. But if anybody has to debate, it's a good thing it's him, because I think he's probably the best. Some of these people are going to be up against them, very shrewd. I've read a good bit of what they've written. I've seen some of them on television, Hans Morgenthau, for example. Very shrewd guy. What it really does is to...
It accentuates it and it surfaces it and brings it all up. They're not paying much attention to Morris now.
It gives the other side a real platform.
Leaves the impression in the world that we're divided. I wonder how we got into this, do you know?
No, sir, we didn't. We'll find out. Quiet, then. I don't.
What's Dick report?
I didn't see him but briefly today. Excuse me.
What's he working on?
Well, he spent his spare time editing these papers from last year. And he's not working on anything. Oh, he's working on the National Beauty Conference today. He was going over the agenda with some fellow at Rockefeller Center in New York. And I was up in his office just briefly. He had these state papers all poured out all over the room. We have that conference set. We have an education conference set. We're trying to get a health conference set. And we have the International Cooperation Year Conference, Works and Peace Conference. Next September, we got four conferences already set. I thought you did well this morning.
I told George tonight, I wrote some memo, I've forgotten what it was. I wanted to blow something up. It was a budget estimate, and I want you to get on that in the morning as my administrator. That's the title. I'm going to quit calling you a special assistant. I want you to do things for me. That'll just blow the living hell out of how much money we need, how many people were raped, how many were murdered, how many were robbed, and put it in my letter, budget letter. Make them rewrite it. It's a namby-pamby typical budget letter. And I want you to say last year there were 800 women raped, there were 400 people robbed, the purses were snatched, the people were killed, there were more murdered in the District of Columbia than they were in the Congo, or whatever it is, something that, by God, sexes it up. And I not only want this many policemen, but I want whatever it takes, and I appeal to the Congress that since we can't have the vote in the district, just be a little demagogic, that we get enough policemen to at least protect our families. And put that in the letter. Make it pretty strong so that you can get a real news item out of that. Now, I came out and been raising hell with them, get policemen, got Hoover stirred up, and got Katzenbach stirred up, and I got a hold of Horsky the other day, and I said, God damn it, go tell them to hire all the policemen they need. I don't care how much budget deficit they got. Well, about 2 days later, Bobby Kennedy got on television and said, don't you, Mr. Layton, what about this extra police that's been suggested? Don't you think he ought to get it? Well, he said, I would have to admit. Oh, he said, don't have to admit, said you ought to be for it, and Layton was a damn fool. But then the next day I saw in somebody's column that Bobby Kennedy's telling Johnson he's not going to let crime go on here. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
He just picked it up.
I think that's one reason he went on that committee. All right, I'll get that again.
I signed the letter that they've got and said, tell George to blow it up in his press conference. But I don't know whether George can blow up much or not. I kind of want to bring somebody in to be associated with him. And I would rather think that Doug Kidder is the best that we've got that's not too occupied. I don't know. I don't believe he'd be regarded as a promoter. And I believe that he's a pretty good, sound man, but he might have enough initiative and enough ideas. What do you think?
Yes, sir. I think we ought to try it that way. He seems eager to do it. I talked to him, as you suggested, yesterday. And he'd like to get his team into something like that.
And he could get his name in the paper once in a while and be somebody, you know, and do a little planning. We're still not handling our columnists like we ought to. We're not meeting with them like we ought to. I had AP today and UP. And I wouldn't mind having a group every day of at least 10 people. And damn near every night while I'm working, I believe in working at it.